Hello, everyone. This is Julie Hewitt, the chair of the Pacifica National Board, calling to order the regular meeting of the Pacifica National Board on Thursday, June 2nd, 2022. It's 8:36 p.m. on the East Coast. Marion, could you call the roll?
I will do so. Teresa Allen. Isn't tight, somebody. Bert Cohen. Okay, we'll go around again. Jim Dingaman. Missing in action. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
I am here.
Good.
Jim Dingaman is trying to get in. I just resent him the Zoom meeting link.
Good. Okay, I'll go around again. Donald Goldmacher. He was here a minute ago. Donald Goldmacher? Okay. Sue Goodwin. Heather Gray.
Here.
Good. Donna Grimes. Donna Grimes? Okay. Evelia Jones. Ollie Lexa. Marianne Martinez.
Present.
Good. James McFadden.
Here.
Good. Darlene Pagano.
Here.
Good. Lawrence Reyes.
Presente, and Ali just logged in.
Bueno. Okay, I'll go around again. Sean Rhodes. Zip. James Sagerton.
Here.
Good. Sharon Salam. Nothing. Mark van Landout.
Present.
Good. Beth van Gunten.
Here.
Good. Egberto Willis.
Presente.
And bueno. Susan Young.
Here. And also, I believe that Donna Grimes had gotten on earlier and said she would have to come back on later.
Okay, I'll go around again. Julie Hewitt.
Here.
Good. Okay, let's make the round again. Bert Cohen. Any clues on Bert? Okay, Jim Dingaman.
Here.
Good. Donald Goldmacher.
Here.
Good. Sue Goodwin.
Here.
Good. Donna Grimes is having trouble getting on, do I understand?
She got on very early and said, I will come back. I can't be on right off the bat.
She stepped away, in other words.
Shall I mark her as present?
Not yet.
Okay. Evelia Jones? Nothing. Ollie Lexa?
Hello.
Good. I take that as a present.
Yes.
Sean Rhodes. Anyone know if Sean Rhodes is trying to get on? Okay. Sharon Salam. We'll leave it at that. Stephanie Wells. I hear nothing. Julia Kennard.
Here.
Good. Polina Vasiliev.
Here.
Good. Is Arthur expected at the open meeting?
Yes.
Okay. Arthur Schwartz. Not yet. John Tatum.
I'm here.
Good. And I am here. So missing at the moment are Bert Cohen, Donna Grimes, Evelia Jones, and Sean Rhodes.
Marion?
Yes?
Arthur is recovering from COVID right now, so he's pretty out of it. I'm sure he'll come, but he was out of it yesterday when I talked to him.
Oh, I understand. Okay.
Marianne, this is Heather. I also tried to call Bert. I was not able to reach him. He's still having his treatments, actually.
Okay. So.
Have you taken attendance yet? This is Sean. I'm here.
Ah, thank you.
Perfect timing, Sean.
Yes.
Great. Thank you.
Okay, so we are now missing Bert Cohen, Donna Grimes, Evelia Jones, and Sharon Salam, whoever you choose to deal with that.
Got it. If folks, as they, if you notice that they join the meeting, and we'll have to check on Donna since she's showing up here, but if you notice that they join, please let us know. So the next item on the agenda of preliminaries are the report outs from, we actually have report outs from two previous closed sessions. So the closed session of May 12th, 2022, the report out is the PMB met to discuss the purchase of real estate for a new location for KPFT. And then the report out from the closed session of May 23rd, 2022, the PMB met an emergency executive session to deal with personnel matters of an important nature. And so point now we're order. On to, excuse me?
Point of order, this is Donald.
Donald,
have we
go ahead.
Have the agenda for tonight?
No, we have not yet. We're on the preliminary items that we always do every agenda, no matter what. Like call to order, roll call, report outs from previous closed sessions, because we have to do those things. So the next item on the preliminaries is excused absences. Does anybody know anything about the folks who are, with the exception of Donna, who we've already heard about?
Or I move to approve the, to excuse the absences of those not in attendance tonight.
Is there a second?
A second.
I'll second it.
I heard Vanessa. Are there any objections to excusing those, approving those absences as excused? Hearing no objections, those absences are excused. Next item on the preliminaries is identifying timekeepers. I need a timekeeper for people.
Julie, this is Heather. I'll do it.
Great, Heather. Thank you very much. And then I need a timekeeper for items on the agenda.
Susan? Okay, go ahead, Susan.
Yeah, Lawrence, I'm going to elbow you out of the way.
All right, elbow me out of the way. Thank you.
Thank you, Susan. All right, so now, Donald, we are at agenda approval, which is a five-minute item. I will briefly review the agenda or the remaining items on the agenda. Sorry. The next item would be approving minutes. The item after that would be the executive director report and Q&A, which is for 20 minutes, followed by the CFO report and Q&A. That would be a 20-minute item. Sue Goodwin, you need to mute, please.
Okay.
Thank you. Following the CFO report is the legal counsel report and Q&A. That's a 10-minute item that presumes that Arthur's well enough to join us. After that is a series of committee reports, which in total would take 60 minutes. Audit committee for 3, coordinating for 3, finance for 10, governance for 3, elections for 20, programming for 5, strategic planning for 5, development task force for 3, COVID-19 task force for 3, technology task force for 5. Item number 8 on the agenda is unfinished business. There's a 10-minute item, which is a motion that's carried over from a previous meeting. Item number 9 is new business. There's a item for standing up the National Personnel Committee. That's a 10-minute item. Conversation about directors attending LSB meetings in closed session for LSBs other than their own. That's a 10-minute item. And then we have adjourned closed session at time certain of 11 p.m. And basically of all of those items, they really do add up to pretty much 11 p.m. So, and we're getting a few minutes late start. are there any objections to approving the agenda?
Yes.
My hand is raised for, with an amendment.
Oh, Beth, go ahead.
Thank you. Yes, I'd like to amend the agenda to move the item to stand up a personnel committee earlier in the agenda to be sure that we get to it. I'd like to I propose that we put it before the committee reports rather than after the committee reports.
Is there a second?
Yeah, Chair, Lawrence seconds.
Thank you, Lawrence. Are there any objections to Beth's motion to move what is currently 9A on our agenda up to, oops, sorry, I'm operating two computers and I forget that the mouse is only attached to one of them. Move it up to basically item 6.5. So it would be in between 6 and 7 on the agenda.
Could somebody please explain what that means, standing up the National Personnel Committee?
It means standing up the National Personnel Committee, basically, on the theory that we would, that's the committee that would do the, a review of, Stephanie, which I believe is in her contract, that we would do a review after 6 months or a preliminary review, something like that.
What is the basis for moving that?
To make sure that we get to it this evening, that it doesn't get kicked down the road.
I'll object.
Okay. Is there any further discussion on this item, or should we go to a roll call vote?
Let's just do a roll call.
This is Beth.
Go ahead, Beth.
I wanted to point out that this is required. This is our attempt to comply with our responsibilities. We have a legal responsibility to do this and a limited amount of time. Thank you.
Thanks. James McFadden has his hand up.
Yes, I just wanted to ask, who sent the agenda for today? I was looking for a paper copy of it. I didn't get an email from you or for Polina.
It's from Polina.
Yeah, I sent it this morning at 6 a.m. Pacific time. Would you like me to forward it to you?
Please forward it to me. I looked in spam and I just didn't see it.
Got it. 1 second.
Lawrence had his hand up.
Yeah, Chair, I just wanted to reiterate standing up means to populate. Maybe that's more understandable. Thank you.
Thanks. And Jim Sagerton has his hand up.
Yeah, Lawrence just made one of my points. And the other, and I forgive me, I was distracted. I don't know if anybody said that we have an obligation to evaluate Stephanie by sometime in the middle of July in her contract.
5 minutes.
Yeah, who's the person on the iPhone?
I am. I'm on an iPhone.
Yeah, but you show up as Beth von Gunten because we've relabeled you. Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah. Somebody who just joined recently is labeled as iPhone. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you could speak up.
I mean, this is, yeah.
But yeah, that person.
This is Stephanie. This might be me.
It is you.
Great. I'll rename you.
Okay. Thank you, perfect. Stephanie. Thank you. Thanks.
We've run past 5 minutes. I already announced that.
Yes, I heard you. I'm sorry. Okay, what we need to do is, assuming that there continues to be an objection to moving item 9A up to 6.5, we need to take a vote. Donald, do you still object?
Yes, I do, because I'm still trying to understand, are we going to evaluate Stephanie Wells tonight?
No.
Or is this a conversation about, go ahead, what is it?
No. Okay. We did not stand up a personnel committee at the beginning of this year. Okay. I think the theory is that in order to conduct a review of Stephanie. We would stand up the personnel committee now, and it would accomplish that review of Stephanie that's in her.
Okay. Case. All right. I'll withdraw my objection.
Okay. So let me just ask again. Are there any objections to moving that item up on the agenda? Hearing none, it is moved up. And now we need to find out if there are any objections to the amended agenda, and whether the and folks who have your hands up, who have all already spoken, the question is, do you have comments on the rest of the agenda?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead, Donald.
Yeah, I'm concerned. First of all, I'm concerned that once again, we didn't get this agenda until 24 hours before this meeting. And this was a monthly scheduled meeting of the PMB, correct?
Correct.
All right. So that means we're in violation of whatever corporate codes are out there in the state of California, that we don't get timely agendas with any detailed information about what's supposed to be discussed here. So looking at this agenda, I want to object to item 8A. Resolution for the administration management of LSB listservs for all five Pacifica stations. I also wish to object to item 9B, conversation about directors attending LSB meetings in closed session for LSBs other than their own. I don't think that certainly item 9B should not be discussed tonight at all, because we've never seen this before. And given that we didn't get an agenda until the night before, I want the parliamentarian to tell us, in his opinion, whether that's out of order.
Thank you. So I will first note that item 8A is carried over from the previous meeting that we didn't get to. So your point about not getting appropriate notice is moot, because you've known about it for at least a month. So, I mean, you can object, I suppose, but also in terms of new business, I mean, the way we conduct this is that, there's a coordinating committee, and the coordinating committee meets to discuss, the agenda for the next meeting, and the coordinating committee met, and this was one of the items that the coordinating committee decided to put on the agenda.
And when did the coordinating committee meet?
Last week.
Actually, we're on approval agenda, which Susan pointed out we've already used up all our time on. So before I answer that question, I need a motion to extend discussion of the agenda.
Teresa Allen, I move that we extend for 3 minutes.
Chair, I'm on Lawrence Reyes objects.
I don't know if you can object before someone seconds.
Yes, you're right.
I'll second.
And I object.
Okay, and so now we're going to, because we have an objection, now we're going to take a roll call vote on extending discussion for 3 minutes on the agenda. Marion, can you call the roll? So the vote is for the motion to extend time for 3 minutes.
Actually, my request before this vote was an opinion from the parliamentarian regarding item 9B.
Yes, and we're out of time. And before you even made that request, we were out of time. And I recalled that we're out of time. And when you asked another question, I said we had to take a motion to extend time. So, Marion, would you call the roll, please?
Point of order. Point of order.
Yes, Teresa.
Would it be impossible at this point just to have a ruling by the parliamentarian? So we can avoid this.
Point of order, Chair.
I was going to ask John to, Mr. Tatum, if he was willing to weigh in on that.
Let me say it. The parliamentarian does not rule, and only the chair of the LSB can make rulings. Now, to Mr. Goldmacher's point, Mr. Goldmacher could have amended the agenda to remove item 9B, but that did not happen. I think we're past that point, and I think the chair will agree with me. As far as point two of Mr. Goldmacher, 9B, well, new business does not have to have previous notice. New business can come brand new at any meeting. So that's, those are my opinions, Ms. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Tatum. I agree that it's appropriate that new business is always coming up before the foundation. And if items come up, including that there are some items on this agenda that came up, or some changes that were made since the coordinating committee. And so, you know, they were minor, but nonetheless, you know, we have to be able to go with the flow on some of those kinds of things. So, so it's not inappropriate that it started on there. And so now we're back at the motion to extend for 3 minutes.
Okay. Are we still doing that then?
Yes, we had an objection.
Okay. So to extend for 3 minutes, I presume yes is to extend. Teresa Allen.
Yes.
Votes yes. Bert is not there. Jim Dingaman.
No.
Votes no. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
No.
Votes no. Donald Goldmacher.
Yes.
Votes yes. Sue Goodwin. Sue Goodwin. Hearing nothing. Heather Gray.
Yes.
Votes yes. Is Donna Grimes on yet? I gather not. Ali Lexa.
Yes.
Votes yes. Marianne Martinez.
Yes.
Votes yes. James McFadden.
No.
Votes no. Darlene Pagano.
Sure. Yes.
I take that to be a yes?
That is a yes. Thank you.
Okay. Got it. Lawrence Reyes.
No.
Votes no. Sean Rhodes.
No.
Votes no. James Sagerton.
No.
Votes no. Mark van Landuit.
Yes.
You said yes?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. Beth van Gunten.
No.
Votes no. Egberto Willis.
No.
Votes no. Susan Young.
Yes.
Did I hear a no?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You voted yes.
Yes. Yes, okay. Extend.
Pardon?
Yes, extend. Yes.
Got it. Okay, so let's see. Is Sue Goodwin, present and wishing to vote? I hear nothing.
I'm going to abstain because I don't understand why this matters.
Okay, gotcha.
I got to be honest.
Okay, is Donna Grimes there yet? I gather not. Okay, so we have 1, 2, 3.
Sharon Salam.
Ah, you're there.
No.
Okay, I will mark you present and no. Let's try that again then. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 yes votes. And we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 Let me count that again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 no votes. Julie, do you choose to vote?
I'll abstain.
Abstain. Okay, there being 9 no votes and 8 yes votes, the motion to extend time fails.
All right, so then we're on to approving the agenda as amended. Are there any objections to approving the amended agenda as amended? Hearing none, the agenda is approved. Next item on the agenda, which is a 3-minute item, is approving the minutes of the open session of May 5th. Is there any discussion of the minutes of the May 5th meeting? Are there any objections to approving the minutes of the May 5th meeting? Hearing no objections, the minutes of the May 5th meeting are approved. Stephanie, that brings us up to the ED report and Q&A. This is a 20-minute item.
Great, thank you. Great, thank you. One of the things that all of us have been focusing on pretty much every single day is just the financials and how each of the stations are doing. So one of the easiest ways that I've been looking at it is just to determine based upon the financials that are that Julia puts together, that I look at the revenue and the expenses per month per station, and then also the revenue and expenses year to date, and then determine the ratio of how much money is being spent for every dollar that is coming in as revenue. So when you look at it on a monthly basis, KPFA, for example, if you just look at April, their revenue in was roughly $133,000, but their expenses were $251,000. So in April, they were spending $1.88 for every dollar that came in. But when you look at it at year to date, their revenue has been $2,070,000 and their expenses $1,886,000. So their money in and money out has been 90 cents to the dollar. So we definitely, you know, as we do look at the expenses, is to take sort of that long-term look over months to see if there is a progression of more money being spent than money coming in. So if we look at KPFK for the month of April, they were spending $1.29 for every dollar of revenue. In the big picture, year to date, they've been spending $1.13 for every dollar of revenue. For KPFT, for the month of April, they were spending $1.15 for every dollar of revenue, and year to date, $1.10 for every dollar of revenue. WBAI, for the month of April, they've been spending $1.12 for every dollar that's been coming in, and in the big picture, year to date, also $1.10 for every dollar that comes in. WPFW, this again is a perfect example of not only looking at just one month at a time, but looking at the big picture, because their fund drive, they postponed it and it will be starting on the 6th. But the money that came in April, they were spending $2.96 for every dollar that they came in. But if you look at the big picture, they're only spending 85 cents to the dollar. So again, that's again one of those examples is that you want to take a look at long term rather than just a month at a time to see where that trend is. So when we look in general, the revenue of all of the divisions, including the national office and the archives, our revenue for April was $449,563, and our expenses were $745,145. So we had a net income loss of $295,582. Also, if you look year to date on what that, net loss is, the net loss year to date is $834,068. So again, as we're taking a look at those finances, we want to make sure that we keep a trend and a track of money in versus money out, because obviously as we continue to spend more money than we're bringing in, we're just getting on that downward trend. But things, you know, certain stations have gotten better with what they're spending and they're doing everything that they can to try to make those cuts. So again, I'm continuing to take a very close look at all the divisions, even those that are working and, you know, that are spending less than they're bringing in, and constantly looking to see where we can decrease some of our expenses. For example, Ali and Mo were just explaining that KPFK is planning on looking at trying to discontinue having some of the paid board ops during the overnight music shows and on the weekends, and then either returning to either music programmers running their own boards or using the automated system that the station already has in place. And so then this will produce a significant reduction of payroll expenses. So, I really give credit to everyone that's working at the station, taking a very close look at the financials and working very closely with Julia to try to determine where cuts can be made. We are still continuing to look at some of the automatic payments, the auto pays that are happening for some services, some vendors and consultants, and then really working with the staff to ask ourselves, are these necessary? How can we get out of some of these contracts, if we can get out of these contracts, and what can we do to negotiate a lower price? We're continuing pretty much every single day to monitoring those expenses and asking the GMs to really focus on making sure that they are meeting their payroll and healthcare expenses first. And Julia is talking with vendors almost on a daily basis, trying to negotiate contracts, creating payment plans, waiving late fees, extending final due dates. Because we don't want to be at a point where we are, not going to meet payroll or health benefits or anything like that. So we've also pulled on Arthur to be able to help with some of these negotiations as well. And a perfect example of that was being able to extend our payment plan options with Southern California Edison for a past due electric bill at KPFK. So thanks to Julia and Arthur, we were able to extend that over 18 months rather than 12 months, and the first payment in that installment was able to be postponed for at least a couple more weeks. So that was great news as far as keeping the power on at KPFK. We're continuing to look also at, what are our core operating needs, and really just evaluating what does it actually cost to put an hour of programming on the air. And that means figuring out all of the expenses, the operational expenses, music licensing fees, shipping costs with their premiums, and then also running that against how many listeners do we have for the program? Is it worth our while to keep this program on the air? Do we need to replace it with a program that generates more income? And again, also taking a look at sometimes programs don't generate income, but they are vital to the mission of Pacifica. And so we need to make sure that there are other programs that are helping offset the costs of those. We are continuing to sort of also evaluate agreements that we have with our programmers. We want to make sure that all of them are comfortable with pitching during their program, or at least be told and work with someone who knows how to pitch well on how they can pitch better for the program and try to bring in more income. If someone is not comfortable pitching live, then again, the stations need to be able to record some sort of interstitials that have a pitch for them, and the programmer then needs to allow time to put that pitch in there. We also, I've said this before, but create intros and outros that are promoting our upcoming programs, because we want to encourage our listeners to be able to remain on the station, and then also to kind of build excitement and intrigue for upcoming programs. And it's also a lot easier to have our programs with their programmers, if they're familiar with what's before and after them, to be able to then talk warmly about those programs. We still need to, though, determine who will create these interstitials and these nextons, and to make sure that they are scheduled and that they're being used. One of the things that we've been working, of course, very closely on is trying to put together a fundraising action plan that the board will be comfortable with and the board will support, especially looking at a nationwide fundraising plan, possibly creating programs that can be aired across the network, and that would be utilizing our rich archival materials, looking at producing programs that are going to be dealing with upcoming events, holidays, anniversaries that are of significant historical and or political events, and items that are in the news. But one of the things about creating programming like that is that we need to determine what those programs will entail. Would that be something that would come out of the news divisions within the station? Some of those stations don't have a news department right now. Who's going to produce them? When will they be scheduled? Who can guarantee that they'll be placed on the station's grid? You know, so I'm hoping that with support from the strategic planning, finance, and programming committees, that they'll be able to make some sort of determination that we can get some current and relevant programming on the air based upon some of these holidays and, again, significant news stories that we may be missing and not covering. One of the things, too, we're hoping to start very soon. I know we're just still kind of approving or finished approving budgets, but we really need to start looking at developing our budgets for 2023 and taking a very close look at those realistic budgets and then putting into plan if we're decreasing our expenses and increasing our revenue, how is that going to happen rather than just sort of creating a balanced budget that doesn't necessarily make sense. We need to have justification as how that's going to happen. So again, I thank the strategic planning committees and the finance committee and hoping to work closely with the programming committee so we can have these brainstorming sessions on how to put together a nationwide fundraising plan and then how to make sure that those programs that are produced are be able to, you know, be put on the grid and generate income for all the parties involved. Any questions?
I see Lawrence's hand and then Jim Dingman. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Stephanie. I feel encouraged that you're moving towards a national fundraising plan. But before I get to that, my question is, has the motion that we pass in regards to reigniting the fund drive at KPFK, seeing the financial difficulties that we are having and some of the expenses that we are in hock to, has that begin? When is that going to begin again? And then I have a motion, Chair, that I'd like to present that the National Programming Committee, the National Finance Committee, and the Strategic Planning Committee, along with the Affiliates Network, convene a triage of committees to approach developing this national fundraising plan, and that Stephanie also be an integral part as she is. So that's a motion, and that's for a second, because this is, we need to put all hands on deck right now, because a lot of us are having financial difficulties, and I just think of, I know my station, but I know other stations are also having some difficulty. So that's my motion, is that those four entities in our network meet to develop a national fundraising plan along with Stephanie to begin triaging this financial crisis that we are in.
Vanessa seconds.
Okay. Thank you, Vanessa. Marion, did you get that motion?
I did. I don't feel like I got it quite right. Motion that the NFC, the Strategic Planning Committee, with the affiliates, hold a...
And the National Programming Committee also.
Thank you. And National Programming Committee hold a triage meeting concerning a national fundraising plan.
Yes, that's it.
Okay, and Vanessa seconded that.
And Stephanie, if you could respond to my question because of reigniting the fund drive at KPFK.
The fund drive at KPFK has already started. I believe it started either yesterday or the day before.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. And then the general managers and the program directors and division directors are being invited to participate in the upcoming strategic planning committee. And with that, all of, you know, it is just to start that conversation of what is it that can be done to help program and put together programming that would be part of a national fund drive. So we want to make sure that the general managers and the program directors are also part of this plan. So they will be participating in the upcoming strategic planning committee meeting on the 13th.
That's right. Okay, so now this is complicated because we've got a motion on the floor, but we also have people whose hands are up to ask Stephanie questions. But we have to deal with the motion first. So, are there any objections to Lawrence's motion?
This is James.
James, go ahead.
I'm going to object, just for the purpose of having a conversation.
Yeah. Got it. So now we're in the mode of discussing the motion. Okay, so if you had your hand up to ask Stephanie a question, could you put it down so that I can see who to call on for discussing this motion? I see Jim Dingman's hand. Jim, is it about the motion?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
All right. Look, obviously Lawrence raises a very good point, because the focus, as some people know, in terms of the strategic planning committee in a few weeks, is that we want to deal with the immediate. And I sort of take Lawrence's comments that it's dealing with the immediate. So I support it. I just think that, there's issues I wanted to raise with Stephanie, but, the national idea, you know, look, I remember when we used to actually raise money nationally. But we also get a lot of objection from the different stations when you raise money nationally. But I'm all in favor of it. But we also have to address the specific situations at each station, which have particular characteristics inherent in their own markets and their own structure of programming. And we just can't think that national programming is going to solve everything. But I, in spirit, I agree with Lawrence.
Jim Sagerton, then Lawrence.
Yeah, thank you. I have a reservation about trying to put a meeting together of the NFC, the programming committee, and what was the other body?
Strategic planning and affiliates.
Strategic planning.
And the affiliates.
And the affiliates, yeah. We had been working on a plan to do this through the strategic planning committee and calling those other groups in to keep it a little more functional in terms of not having, as my mother used to say, too many cooks spoil the broth or something to that effect. So it's not to not have input, but to keep it manageable so that we don't have, you know, lengthy meetings with everybody, speaking, you know, to get those people to speak, but in a more, concise format. So that's my concern. I'll leave it there.
Lawrence, then Teresa.
Thank you, Chair. So, at this point, I think the STU, is, not doing well. And I think we need some additional cooks in the kitchen, if you will, to improve that STU. Nothing personally against your mom, James, but I think at this point we need, as many ideas as possible, to begin to triage this financial crisis that we are in. So I think the additional suggestions in the kitchen will improve the STU, which I think needs maybe a little bit more sauce, maybe some spices. I don't know, but it's not working right now. So that's why, I'm concerned with the immediate, and I think this is a great opportunity for us to address the immediate situation. Thank you.
Teresa, then Vanessa.
You're muted, Teresa. You're muted.
Sorry. No wonder you didn't accept my seconds. Okay. I'm all for raising money, but I don't want this discussion in the middle, this motion in the middle of our general manager's report. And I believe this decision came out of a committee maybe that we needed to raise money. And I would think that this motion should come out of that committee's at the time of that committee's report.
I also feel that our executive director should have the right to pull together whatever groups of people she thinks she might need to conduct business, and that we don't have to officially pull in a committee of like 30 people. I think that's bound to be a problem. Thank you.
Vanessa, then James McFadden.
I just wanted to offer perhaps an amendment. Lawrence, I think I heard you say that the four stations, this would be the four or five stations that are facing the financial difficulties. I would suggest including all the stations in that discussion, for a national plan. Maybe there's something, that PFW can offer to the process. So I would just include, all five stations in solidarity and to participate in that process.
Thanks. James McFadden and Jim Dingman.
I am on the stack, right?
Yeah, but you're like number four. Go ahead.
I was hoping to get...
You're number four. It's not your turn. James McFadden.
I was hoping to get some clarification. It was my understanding that the meeting that James Sagerton was planning to schedule, which would be primarily a chance for the board to not talk and to listen to ideas from general managers and program directors and not get into a big debate, might be consistent with what Lawrence is suggesting, because I guess what I would have thought is we would have heard from these people and then go off and probably form subgroups. And the committees, the other committees, could be subgroups to discuss what they heard in that and what they think ought to be done move forward. So it could be that something could be worked out between Mr. Sagerton and Mr. Reyes, that would satisfy both of them. Because I think the idea of us, instead of all talking about it, what ought to be done, us listening for a while and then going and having some internal discussions in smaller groups, I think that sounds like it would be a much better way of approaching this problem. Thank you.
Thanks. Before Jim Dingman talks again,
need to extend time.
Yes, exactly. Chair, we're still in the ED's report and,
Chair, I move to stand for 10.
Go ahead, Lawrence.
I move to stand for 10 minutes.
Is there a second?
Donna seconds.
Thank you, Donna. Are there any objections to the motion to extend time for 10 minutes? Hearing none. We're extended for 10, Susan. All right. It's Jim Dingman, then Jim Sagerton, then Beth.
All right. The purpose of the meeting on June 13th is to bring the general managers, the PDs, the unit heads into a situation where they can talk honestly and openly about what they are doing, what they think they should do about this present situation to immediately turn it around. I'm all for talking, but frankly, there's a certain part of it that talking is over, Lawrence, I could use New York phrases you well understand. I will refrain. The CPB, what about the CPB? The previous board had the opportunity to go through the process of applying. I initiated that idea a couple of months ago. I had some people agree, some people disagree. And we know how difficult it is to do. Okay, so I'm not saying that, but that has to be put into a long...
Chair, I have a point of order. This is James. I apologize, Jim.
What?
Go ahead, James.
I'm seeing texts that the stream is popping in and out from multiple sources, asking if Polini can possibly has poor bandwidth at the moment, or I'm not sure what the cause is, but I'm getting multiple messages from listeners that the stream is not working right.
Thank you. Colleen, are you aware? All right, I'm not hearing from Polina. I will try pinging her. Jim Dingman, I'm sorry, were you done?
Just another comment. So the CPB issue, for a long-term strategic goal, that has to be worked on ASAP. But the issue of, for example, raising money in California, in Los Angeles, I was going to ask Stephanie, and I'm sort of curious about this. You know, we have this complaint to the FCC regarding Gary Null and Christine Blasdale, and I would also throw Tony Bates in the mix. We know that those people are proven fundraisers in each station they work in. So what are we going to do? Like, you know, we're going to plan and talk and debate about whether they should raise money. And also, the summer is generally a low period of time for raising money. I know in New York, the amount of listenership goes down about 50%. The ability to raise money goes down. So we have a problem in that all these different cascading issues of structural problems are collapsing into one period of time on the verge of 2 to 3 months where we generally don't make much money.
Point of order, is Mr. Dingman speaking to the motion? Is he asking a question of the ED? Or is he raising comments more generally? Is he speaking to the motion?
Hang on.
I'm finished.
I think we are getting a little off topic here. The point is Lawrence's motion about, bringing together these committees. It's Jim Sagerton, then Beth Von Gunten, then Lawrence.
I want to respond to Lawrence's comment that something's not working and, we need more cooks rather than fewer. Whatever he thinks isn't working, it maybe isn't working because they just got stood up and they're just having their first meetings, and this thing that he's proposing hasn't been stood up yet at all. And then it's going to be like a mass meeting where if everybody has an opinion, it's going to take a long time. And I think we don't need to plan here. We'd have a need, and we have had previous motions establishing the need for emergency, critical emergency, immediate fundraising. So my idea, I think, is trying to build for speed here, because we have, what is it, $500,000 in immediately due payables. So we have some serious issues. We do have fundraising standing up at KPFK. We do hope that KPFT will be standing up soon and getting on the air from their new building and possibly get some fundraising going there to improve that situation. But I think right now we're in a really sharp point where we need some fast action. I don't mind actually other bodies, of course, talking about this. I don't mind having group meetings of various bodies, but I want this. I'm hoping that the Strategic Planning Committee will go ahead with a built for speed approach to this critical emergency situation.
Beth and Lawrence.
I don't have an exact count, but I suspect that the various groups that have been enumerated, various committees and such, probably exceed a quorum of the board. And that's not allowed unless we declare it a meeting of the board, or we consider it, we declare a committee of the whole, which would also be an option. I'm uncomfortable with what has been represented to be coming out of the Strategic Planning Committee. We've only had one official meeting so far. There was an irregular meeting called. It failed to make quorum. It was an irregular process proceeding to discuss and make decisions that were then announced and without input from the majority of that committee. And I think that's putting the cart before the horse. Thank you.
Lawrence and Egberto.
Thank you. And I'm not a hijacker of ideas, so I don't know what has been discussed in committees. This is something that is a spontaneous, out-of-the-box motion that I thought of as Stephanie was giving her report. And in particular, what sparked was the whole idea of a national fundraising plan. That's what sparked my motion. And I stand by it. And the characterizing of that is going to be a kitchen full of chefs or cooks, if you will, is not, of course, what I intended. And yes, Vanessa, I mentioned the whole network, not just one particular station. I said the whole network has to look at triaging this whole situation, right? So, again, I asked for support, and, you know, the devil's in the details. That could be worked out. But I think at this point in time, what we have been doing, just to answer my colleague, Mr. Sagerton's question, is that it is not working. We are bringing in very little, and we have a lot of responsibilities. So I think we need to triage this situation in order for us to move forward. So that's the spirit of my intent. Thank you.
Thanks. Hang on, before I recognize Egberto and then Vanessa, Marion, it appears that Donna Grimes has actually joined the meeting, but we have lost Mark Van Landwit to an emergency. But go ahead, Egberto.
Yeah, I've been doing most of listening. You know, I think all of us want to go ahead and find a way to raise some money, but I personally, I think, you know, maybe too many of us may be involved. So, I mean, I may be of that point of view that it may require least people that are more directed. And what I mean by that is we have an executive director that takes care of operations and all of that. I would love for our executive director to go to individual stations and with the requisite people in these different stations as far as how best will that station operate to for the best fundraising outcome along the way, and then put that together as a proposal then for the board to approve. As far as us constantly getting together in different subcommittees and committees, I've been on several boards and I know that can be tedious and difficult to work with. We have a leader. I would love for us to have our exec director move with these stations, come with a plan and say, we're going to go with this in 2 weeks and we're going to raise a hell of a lot of money. I think, I personally, whether I'm used in something or not, doesn't really matter. It's about outcomes. So, the only reason I would object to my brother's, you know, getting gets another committee.
Egberto, your time is up.
I'm sorry.
Thanks. Vanessa, then Jim Sagerton. And then we're going to move to a vote because that's the stack. Go ahead, Vanessa.
Okay. So, Lawrence, thank you for correcting me. I didn't hear all stations, but thank you for the correction.
Sorry, 10 minutes. We're at 10 minutes.
Thank you, Susan.
Move to extend for 3 minutes or until the stack is exhausted.
Second, Lawrence.
Any objections to the motion to exhaust the stack or 3 minutes, whichever comes first? Hearing none, 3 more minutes. Or Vanessa and James. Go ahead, Vanessa.
Okay. So appreciate the correction, Lawrence. In terms of the process, I really would hate to see us get bogged down, to use an old expression, the paralysis of analysis, coming from the right committee. Is this the right time? Of course, Stephanie should be involved in the process, but there should be a process. And I appreciate that there's such an urgency. When I listen to James and others talk about the financial situation, we just need to act very urgently. I know we want to act properly and prudently and all of that, but I think that Lawrence has taken the initiative to come up with a plan in terms of, you know, for a process to move forward now rather than later time is money. And we just need to act urgently. So, we can tweak it as needed. But let's move forward now.
Jim Sagerton.
Thank you, Julie. I want to offer a substitute that I hope my friend Lawrence might be willing to agree with, and that would be to have the PNB now task the Strategic Planning Committee with coordinating all of this and task them to consult specifically with the NFC, the Programming Committee, and the other one was the Strategic Planning Committee, and everybody else. You know, we've already talked about getting the PDs and the general managers involved. Let's task the whole, put the whole task under the aegis of the Strategic Planning Committee, so it'll be one focal point. All the officers are there, the executive director and the CFO are part of that committee, so we'd have all the people we need to keep it moving and not get it bogged down, but still get all the input that Lawrence rightly points out should be part of this effort. So I want to offer that as a substitute, and I don't have Lawrence's language, so I don't know how to blend that ideas or those ideas into what Lawrence said, but perhaps we could hammer it out right now.
Chair, this is Lawrence. I raised my hand to second the amendment. I find it very friendly.
Thank you. Okay, so Marion, I don't know whether you have the amendment, the Jim Sagerton's amendment
I'm
down on paper or not.
3 minutes. Here we go again. Here it is. Let me do a quick copy and paste it in next to what Jim Sagerton just proposed, and let's see how we can put those together.
You could start something like the PNB tasks the Strategic Planning Committee with, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
Do you have it, Marion? I mean,
I think so. The PNB tasks the Strategic Planning Committee with the coordination. Now,
of the NFC.
Consultation with the NFC, the Programming Committee, and I put all others, the Executive Director and the CFO. To hold a triage meeting concerning the a national fundraising plan. Would that do it?
Madam President, this is a parliamentarian.
Yes, go ahead, Mr. Tatum.
Mr. Sagerton's amendment was actually a substitute, which means it replaces everything that Mr. Reyes had suggested.
So we don't need the language triage meeting.
That's the way I took it as well.
The triage meeting is being replaced.
Right.
With the Sagerton amendment, the substitute.
That's right. So Marion, you had NFC Programming Committee, ED, CFO. I think the consulting with them, it ends there, period. And the affiliates was in that list. Sorry.
Yeah, if it's going to be a natural plan, it should have the affiliates. Yeah.
So,
this
okay.
Is James for the stack, please.
There's not a stack because we ran out of time and we have a motion on the floor and I believe it's been seconded. And so therefore, we need to vote on the motion.
Well,
are there any objections?
Then
make a motion. Jim Sagerton, make a motion to extend.
I'm sorry. Okay. Please extend for just a minute.
Is there a second?
Second.
Are there any objections to the motion to extend for 1 minute? Hearing none. 1 minute. Go ahead, Jim Sagerton.
Thank you. Forgive me if I didn't hear this correctly, but I'm hoping we can put the the GMs and the PDs in there because they'll be coordinating this, especially in terms of a national fundraising effort, and also Mark Torres from the archives, because we're hoping to use some of his material, I hope. Okay. Stephanie was laying out in her report.
Mr. Sagerton, could you, hope to include the GMs and who was it after that?
PDs, no, program.
We don't need we don't need the words hope to include, just add right. on to the list of people that were included, the yes. GMs, the PDs,
and the archives.
Mark Torres from the archives, and I think, Ursula and the affiliates was already in there. So,
right.
Yeah.
Do I have the
no, okay.
all so, others?
Yeah, they're in the all others, Marion. Darlene, we have less than a minute left.
I've been hearing this motion, that motion. It's all in the chat. Nothing is moving in chat. Nothing
it's not in happening. The chat. It's no, but I don't remember anybody saying it was in the chat.
Aren't we I'm supposed asking, to see the motions in the
No, Marion's going to read it.
I'm going to do my best.
Thank you.
And then we're going to vote.
Okay.
Because I'm sure the minute's up now. Go ahead, Marion.
The PNB tasks the Strategic Planning Committee with the coordination in consultation with the NFC, the Programming Committee, and I will... all of the others, the ED, the CFO, and I've got down here the GMs, the PDs, Mark Flores of Archives, and Ursula of Affiliates, to hold a triage meeting.
No, stop there.
Oh, okay.
Period. No triage meeting at the end.
Okay, then what is it that they are going to do? They're going to coordinate and consult to accomplish
with them.
What?
Period. They're going to consult with them as they develop this plan.
Well, that's the problem. I don't see the conditional. I don't see the underlying statement. What
it's
is
for emergency fundraising to address the financial crisis.
Ah.
National fundraising.
Yeah, thank you.
National
fundraising.
Fundraising to address the financial crisis.
Point of information?
Teresa, go ahead.
Do we really need a motion to suggest that strategic planning consult other people to raise this money? Do we really need to vote on that?
Hang on one second. Now that everybody's heard the motion, are there any objections to the motion? I hear no objections to the motion. The motion passes. We might not, Teresa. I don't disagree, but sometimes it's easier to just finish the process than question it.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Susan. We're on the ED report. Go ahead.
Yes, I was hoping we would go back to the ED report because I know I've got a question. Can we reset the clock for some period of time? I move that we add 10 minutes on for the continuation of the ED report.
I second. Okay.
Any objections to the motion to add 10 minutes to the ED report for Q&A? Hearing none.
Teresa for the stack.
Jim Dingman had his hand up first. Go ahead, Jim. I see you, Teresa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. This is a question for Stephanie. This gets into the question I raised earlier. Given the complaint to the FCC regarding Gary Null, Christine Bosdale, et cetera, we know that if we're talking about the immediate, those particular people, and I include Tony Bates in that category, can raise money immediately. And I'm just curious as to how they're being considered in the plans. I'm not necessarily talking about Gary Null in Los Angeles, but I'm talking about Christine Blasdale and Tony Bates, for example, in the upcoming fundraising drive in Los Angeles. And then I'm also curious as to the question, you know, we sort of dropped the ball for all sorts of reasons with the CPB, but now I think we have to get something implemented now, along the lines of what Lawrence was raising. as one of the things that happens, so we don't have this problem happen again down the road, that we're all compliant and we can actually apply. And if they get rejected, fine, but at least we got everything copacetic. So those are two questions.
Go ahead, Stephanie.
Christina Blaisdell is still working at doing part of the fundraising for KPFK. She wrote a very nice letter yesterday to both Julia and myself, extending actually the due date of some funds that were owed to her because she so believes in the mission of Pacifica. So she is actively involved in the fundraising there. I believe Gary Knoll and Tony Bates are still doing work at WDAI. So I'm not aware of any sort of fundraising that they're doing for KPFK, but that would be determined to the GM to decide if they were going to use their services. As far as the CPB, I 100% agree that this is something that, you know, I've been looking at compliance and what we need to do to get in compliance, and been working very closely with John Amelia as well to figure out what it is that we need to do with each station and have, you know, a spreadsheet as far as this is what needs to be done here, this is how we're out of compliance here, because I 100% agree we need to be ready to go well before the application process opens again next year, and at least we can say that we've done everything we can to apply and be eligible to apply, and then just leave it up to them to determine whether they want to give us funding or not. But we cannot be pushed back for another year.
Susan Young, then Teresa.
Okay, and I will put this question, that's a clump of question. There may be stations that are close to having insufficient funds to make payroll. Is insufficiency of funds grounds to change staffing through strategies such as layoffs, furloughs, and changing full-time to part-time? Can employees be expected to continue working without being paid? If failure to make payroll is foreseeable, what is the appropriate notice period to inform employees?
These are conversations that I've been having with Cynthia in HR for a couple of months now. So it varies from station to station based upon, you know, SAG-AFTRA, based upon length of time that people have been working at stations, based upon separate agreements that people may have when they were hired. So anything that's related to personnel, we have to make sure that we are doing everything by the book, and therefore I'm speaking with Cynthia on a regular basis as to what we need to do, what can be done, and what's in the best interest of the foundation and the employees themselves.
Thanks. Teresa, then Ali.
There is a problem in that by the time I heard the ED's report, and then we had this motion and all this conversation, I've forgotten what she has said. So I would highly suggest that we not allow any more motions in the midst of a person's report. I do want to say, Stephanie, when you say, you know, this station made a dollar and spent $1.50. For every dollar made. And this other station, let's say they made a dollar and spent $1.50. If the second station, made spent 200,000, out of every 100,000, I mean, depending upon how much they spent, then you can better understand what's happening there. You can have two stations that have higher expenses, but different amounts that they're raising, and the ratio can be the same, but because they're spending and losing more, one can be losing 100,000 while the other one's losing 25,000. So using that technique to kind of explain what stations are doing, it might not be the best way. I was told today that the general manager. Okay.
Did you want to respond, Stephanie?
No, I don't need to.
Okay. Ali, Lexa?
Yeah, I actually didn't have a question, but I have some information that would answer some of the other questions that have been previously asked, if that's okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so the KPFK fund drive began Wednesday at midnight, and we were very lucky to start off with an angel donation of $30,000. We've already received $15,000 of it. We are already at $37,000, and we're less than a day in. And I wanted to point out that $6,000 of that is Christine Blasdale, who is, as mentioned graciously, working with us again. And we've ran three of her specials today, and they brought in quite a few donations. Someone was asking about staffing. Obviously, we can't talk about staffing in open session, but as Stephanie mentioned, we're implementing an automation system at the station that will reduce the number of hours that we have to pay board ops doing overnight music shows. So that should probably save us between $2,000 and $3,000 a month without having to, reduce anyone's pay or salary or anything like that. So those are three very positive things that are happening at KPFK.
Thank you, Ali.